Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of April 2017, and this is the 559th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm trying to get used to the time change. It's not very hard to get used to in the morning when it means an extra hour in bed. But I am finding it a little bit tricky to get used to the evenings. I usually talk to my sister in England, and so we've now jumped 2 hours from what we were a couple of weeks ago, and it's become a little more complicated to organise my life. So instead of talking to her at 5 or 6 or 7, it's sort of 4 or 5 or 6. And today I've got the Writer's Cave on at 6, so I'm going to be Skyping with my sister at 4 today, which feels really early. And I realise that I actually need to eat at some point in all this. So I think 4 rather crept up on me. I've been cutting away at this very, very rambly rose that has been obscuring the windows of my shed. At first that was a lovely thing to have this sort of rose over the glass. It stopped some of the glare of the sun, and I could still see the light sort of filtering through. But now it's a really dense mat of about, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe two feet or more of dense bramble, really. And so it's been tricky to cut back. I've only just made a small dent in it, but the green rubbish goes today, so I thought at least I'd fill a bin. So I've been doing that, and then I suddenly realised that it was nearly 4 and I hadn't done a Mole Out Loud. So here I am, and I do hope... Oh, I wonder what's happened. It's crashed. Hello? I wonder what happened then. Something got stuck, and I don't know when it stuck. So please bear with me as I continue. I don't know where suddenly the dial stopped moving, and I don't know whether it was still recording or whether it had just stopped. Anyway, I will find out before I send this off to you. So I was talking about cutting away the brambles from my shed, because I think now autumn's come, and it really has come. There are not going to be any more boiling days. It would be lovely to clean out the shed again and maybe sometimes work in there. I think I'm feeling the need for a new space and to move away from this living room table, although this table is really lovely to work at too. So that's what I've been doing this afternoon, and this morning I was trying to work out with my novel. I was doing what Emma Darwin calls imagining on paper. So trying to sketch out with drawings and arrows and bits of writing what sequence happens in the later timeline that I've got. I'm a long way off from that, but I think maybe also just doing it in smaller nuggets. But before I do the smaller nuggets, I want to get a general view of what it's going to look like. Normally when I go down to the Writer's Cave, I type. I mean, I work on screen and work on a scene, and that would be my preference tonight too. I think I'm more likely to dawdle if I'm doing the drawings. So I'm not quite sure yet what I'm going to take with me, but I need to think about that before I go down. See whether there is a scene I can work on that's not going to become totally irrelevant if my timeline changes. I'm a bit hoarse. I think it's probably all the sort of dust from the dead wood that I've been clearing. but I'm sure I can manage to complete this podcast. A cup of tea is brewing, so I think I'm okay. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that a languid beginning hasn't meant that you've got too much of a rush at the end of the day. And I do hope that whatever you're working on, that you have found it really engaging. Whether it's been working on paper, on the screen, or in your mind, or with your hands in the garden with prickly brambles. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.